What's up, Disrupt Nation? So my name is Anthony Delgado, and this is the Disrupt Podcast. And today we have a really, really special guest. Tell us a little bit more about your company and what brings you out to Token Fest.
Awesome, man. Thank you, Anthony. So my name is Michael Moll. I'm the Chief Product Officer and Co-Founder of Retium. We're here at Token Fest in Boston to tell everybody about how we're making real estate investment affordable for everyone. Retium is a digital security token platform for real estate assets with a secondary trading marketplace that's 100% compliant. What this means is we digitize the equity in real estate assets, allowing anybody around the world to compliantly invest in real estate for those $100. We believe that there's $1 trillion of sleeping capital, that's millennials, seniors, and people in the developing world who are being priced out of real estate left, right, and center as the rich keep getting richer. But with blockchain technologies, we now have a trusted platform for people to get in, invest in real performing real estate, get monthly dividend checks, and be able to sell their portion of the real estate without affecting all the other shareholders in that real estate asset. We're really excited to bring this to the world. Next month, in November, we'll have our first properties listed. We have $680 million worth of properties around the world that we're listed on our platform. And we're looking for you to come check us out and learn more at retium.com.
Very cool, very cool. So you guys are really, decentralizing mortgage lending and creating an opportunity for just a normal, regular person or a medium investor or a large investor to come and get a piece of real estate. And real estate is one of the most valuable commodities that we have, one of the most valuable assets. I heard Grant Cardone say that, you know, a bank is not going to loan you money for your startup, a bank is not going to loan you money for even your ICO, but they will loan you money for real estate.
Exactly.
Because, you know, God isn't making any more land, right?
No, it's a hard asset. You know, dude, I really appreciate that. That, you know, real estate is the largest asset class in the world, $280 trillion. Like, just like, let that digest. And it is real, hardcore asset. It appreciates, it beats the stock market. Every 25 years, real estate goes and gets better. So it's one of those safe things that 25% of your portfolio should be in. And the truth is, like, not only mortgages, but we're buying our properties outright. You know, when you get 100 people, you know, to put in $1,000, you get $100,000, you can buy something with that, right? Now, the risk is spread out, but what it allows people to do is if we went in and bought a property together, me, you, and let's say four friends, the only way that we could sell is if we all sell. When you tokenize real estate assets, you own 25%, I own 25%, they own the other 50%, the real estate asset goes up by 10%, you want to sell, you just sell your 25% without affecting everybody else. So it creates this really great liquidity, it creates a great way for diversification. If you only have $20,000, you can put $20,000 investments in 20 different properties. Now you have a global diversified portfolio. So we're super excited in supporting all the people who've never had a chance to get into real estate. Do it now in an easy way and be super secure and super safe, man.
I love that. What are some of the maybe legal hurdles or bureaucratic hurdles? Are you operating in like one market to start your beta? You said you're launching next month. And you know, what markets are you operating in? And where are you going next?
So just to speak to that, we're starting in Canada. Vancouver, Canada, that's our hometown. Our CEO has 14 years experience in real estate, sold over $500 million. So we know that market inside and out. We're gonna do a single one bedroom residential condo. In terms of the legal hurdles, what's really great is private placement exemptions and private placement rules have really come to the forefront for retail investors. That's non-accredited investors. So in America, there's the Jobs Crowdfunding Act, which allows people who are non-accredited investors to invest based on a portion of their income and tax in private securities, right? They want people to be able to enrich themselves through investments. In Canada, we actually have crowdfunding exemptions, friends and family exemptions. We also have real estate crowdfunding exemptions. So we're taking advantage of a lot of those ones. We're gonna be opening up in the States in the first quarter of next year, and then we're looking at places like Thailand as well. Thailand actually has about 35 countries around the world who are actively investing in Thai properties, one of the most beautiful places in the world. We have some great partnerships out there. We are moving our company to Malta because we're gonna be able to get a global security exchange license out of Malta. So we're really, really doing the right thing so we can build a platform that is legal and compliant in every jurisdiction we operate in. It's a lot of work, but we see that it's gonna pay off.
Awesome. So our company, The Shrub, we operate from New York, and then we also operate from Puerto Rico.
Nice.
It's a huge cryptocurrency community out there as well. But one of the problems facing the residents that have lived there for generations is the fact that their homes, over 50% of the island, they don't have titles to the homes because they were passed on from generation to generation to generation. And Puerto Rico is not unique in this. There are many cities and countries in Africa where this happens, in South America where this happens,
right,
where, you know, if your house was in your generation for 20 years, how do you prove that you own it when deeds and titles were not in existence at the time,
right?
So do you think that your company could help to maybe tokenize and categorize ownership of homes as well?
So that's actually something that's really, really close to our heart. We understand that, one, from a perspective of title fraud, but also from the perspective of what they call dead capital, which is there is no title there. It's not one of our beachheads. We have a custom title registry on our platform. What we want to do is we want to showcase how digitizing title registries can be very, very effective, and then we want to encourage governments to digitize their platforms. So a government could use our platform to digitize title deeds, but we want to make sure that we have the government buy-in. What I've seen is community ways of doing this, where the community vets and says, yeah, that is John's title and this is the historical data. But again, it's about the final things, the law court. If that community has its own jurisdiction around managing that asset, then it's easy. But if there's a higher court that has to be involved, it's going to take years. But blockchain is 100% the solution for that type of product. We just want to make sure that the governments are bought in before we actually go into that area. But it's very, very close to our heart, because once those people can get titles for their lands, then they now have an equity security that they can secure mortgage, they can secure financing, they can actually sell that, different things like that. So I think that's coming. I think that's one of the biggest, you know, we actually started looking at land titles. We won a competition in Vancouver for blockchain, using land titles for blockchain, etc. But we just saw it was not the beachhead because of the government regulation. We said, let's take the incumbent system, let's digitize the investment and equity side of it, let's create a custom title registry, and then showcase that over a couple of years, and then turn to the governments and say, this is the new way, look how safe it is, look how much more efficient it is, you guys want to jump on this, and I think they're probably going to be very open to it.
So I know we're running low on time. I have one last question. What does disrupt mean to you?
Disrupt? So one of the things disrupt means to me is that, you know, the status quo is they're sleeping giants, right? And one of the things I think about is like the REIT market, right? These are real estate investment trusts. So they're either private or publicly traded. I think what I know is that right now a lot of millennials and people in the developing world have no idea what a REIT is. You know, and so REITs, they don't use social media to market. They don't use influencer marketing. They're not out there at the places where young people are. So when we say are disrupting, we have mobile phone apps that are going to be in, you know, 100 countries around the world. We're going to be using influencer marketing. We're going to be out there. And we want REITium, real estate investing, to be part of popular culture. And when that happens, we're going to completely disrupt the way current real estate investment is done. This is older people, deep pockets, private rooms, and we're going to bring this to the masses, and that's really exciting for us.
Very cool. I should actually connect you with a good friend of mine. He's a social media influencer, big into real estate. He's a young millennial. His name is Eli. I think he's like 21 years old. Really awesome kid, and he does just that, but on an analog level. He does education for this real estate invested market, because it is something where millennials are being locked out of it. So yeah, I would love to connect you with him. But again, thank you so much for everything that you're doing. If you want to connect with your company, where's the best way to do that?
If you want to connect with us, go to reitium.com, and that way you can actually access our Telegram group. We put all information out there. Our white paper is going to be coming out. We've got lots of video interviews. You can also email us at team@reitium.com. And yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
It's amazing.